Your brain isn't what you think it is. Forget the computer metaphor. It's a prediction machine constantly making educated guesses about reality. When you step onto a stationary escalator and feel that strange lurching sensation, that's your brain predicting motion based on past experience. This predictive nature explains why you can't tickle yourself. Your brain dampens the sensory response it can predict, but others can tickle you effortlessly. Our minds evolved for efficiency, not accuracy, which is why we see faces in clouds and miss gorillas walking through basketball games. These aren't just quirks, they're windows into how your brain actually works, revealing the shortcuts and assumptions that construct your reality moment by moment. Your visual system is nothing like a camera. Instead, it's more like a sophisticated construction site where different brain regions process specific aspects, color here, motion there, depth somewhere else, before combining them into a seamless whole. This explains why half the participants in a famous experiment failed to notice when the person they were giving directions to was swapped out during a brief interruption. Your brain doesn't store complete representations of scenes, but focuses on elements deemed important, filling in the rest as needed. This is why you can stare at a waterfall for a minute, then look at stationary rocks and see them flowing upward. Motion-detecting neurons become fatigued, creating a powerful illusion that reveals how your perception is actively constructed rather than passively recorded. Your perception isn't limited by your senses, but by your attention. In the half second after noticing something important, you become temporarily blind to new information, a phenomenon called attentional blink. This explains why drivers often quiet passengers or turn down the radio when navigating difficult situations. They're managing attentional resources. Action video games can train these capabilities, with just 10 days of playing first-person shooters producing measurable improvements in visual attention. Your brain also actively punishes features that cry wolf. After ignoring something once, your brain becomes temporarily inhibited from responding to it later, making previously filtered items harder to notice. While your eyes excel at processing space, your ears are temporal specialists with superior resolution. You can distinguish between notes played just milliseconds apart, enabling appreciation of complex rhythms that would be impossible to process visually. This temporal precision allows you to detect silence gaps as brief as 1 millisecond and perceive timing differences between ears down to 20 microseconds, 5,000 times faster than an eye blink. When degraded speech suddenly becomes intelligible once you know what's being said, that's your brain using context to fill gaps. Words aren't just arbitrary labels, their sounds carry meaning, as shown when people consistently match rounded shapes with maluma and spiky shapes with taquete, revealing natural connections between sound and meaning. Looking at your skin actually makes it more sensitive to touch. Viewing your arm through a magnifying glass nearly doubles tactile sensitivity compared to when you can't see it. This exemplifies how your senses collaborate rather than operate in isolation. The McGurk effect demonstrates this collaboration perfectly. When watching someone say gaga while hearing ba-ba, most people perceive da-da, an unconscious compromise between visual and auditory information. Events stimulating multiple senses simultaneously feel more intense in each sensory channel. A sound can seem twice as loud when paired with a slight finger vibration. This multisensory enhancement occurs because information arriving through multiple channels more likely represents something real rather than random noise. Even language reflects sensory integration. Words for small across languages often contain high-frequency sounds, petite, piccolo, little, while words for large typically use deeper vowels, grand, grande, large. This connection between sound and meaning reveals how our sensory systems are fundamentally intertwined with our conceptual understanding, as our brains constantly integrate cross-sensory information to create a coherent experience. Have you ever confidently remembered something that never actually happened? When shown lists of related words, like thread, pin, eye, around the concept needle, people frequently remember seeing words that weren't presented. These aren't just guesses, they're genuine false memories that can feel more vivid than actual memories. This happens because concepts exist in relational networks. When multiple associates are activated, the central connecting concept receives activation from all directions, creating a false sense of familiarity. Your memory isn't a faithful recording, but an active construction process shaped by expectations, beliefs, and context. The ancient technique of placing items along a familiar route works because your hippocampus, specialized for landmark recognition and spatial navigation, is also crucial for episodic memory. Our ability to remember events likely evolved from our capacity to encode locations in space. This explains why changing your physical environment while studying improves retention. Your brain encodes learning with different environmental cues, creating multiple retrieval pathways. Observe people in a cafe and you'll notice their unconscious mirroring of postures, gestures, and speech patterns. This chameleon effect stems from mirror neurons, brain cells that activate both when performing an action and when observing others perform it, creating a direct perception-action link. This sophisticated system distinguishes between intentional and accidental movements, helping you understand others' goals. Even with degraded visual input like poor CCTV footage, you can identify faces because your visual system prioritizes the mouth and eyes, features crucial for emotional expression. We instinctively follow others' gaze direction, a behavior so fundamental that even cartoon eyes influence our mental processing by signaling what others find important. Our brains are inherently social organs, evolved to connect with other minds and understand intentions. This explains why social isolation damages health as severely as smoking or obesity. Our neural architecture requires social interaction to function properly. Want to improve your memory? Change your learning contexts. Practicing skills in random order produces better learning than practicing in blocks. When learning Japanese characters or a musical instrument, mixing up practice leads to stronger retention than mastering one piece at a time. Mental training alone can significantly increase physical strength. Volunteers who imagined tensing a finger muscle for 15 minutes daily improved strength by 35% after 12 weeks. Your emotions are equally hackable. Placing a pen between your teeth, forcing a smile, can improve your mood, while power poses can boost confidence and reduce stress hormones. These demonstrations reveal the profound connection between body and mind, showing how much control you have over your mental states once you understand the mechanisms. Your brain isn't just observing reality, it's creating your experience. By understanding its operating system, you access capabilities you never knew existed. The most powerful realization is how much you can change your brain. Every thought, practice session, and new experience physically rewires your neural circuits. Your mind isn't fixed, it's incredibly adaptable. The question isn't whether you can hack your brain, but whether you'll become its conscious programmer rather than remaining at the mercy of its automatic processes.